Greetings, beautiful beings, and welcome to the Breathing Bar. I'm Ahuvia, your bartender today and every day. Here at the Breathing Bar this season, we're going on a journey of awareness and taking a higher accountability for the realities we face in our lives. It's important for us to realize that everything that happens to us and every time we breathe, we give form and strength to so many things. But many times we think of the breath as something that we use, of course, to oxygenate, to heal, to take us to higher levels. But many times we don't realize that we're breathing with anything that we create, anything that we do, anything that we say, anything that we think, all of that is breathing. Because it's life and breath is life. So that's the whole purpose of the Breathing Bar, to bring form to this powerful existence that we have that is totally dependent on us breathing. So today on the Breathing Bar, we are going into week 3 of awareness. And the focus of today's podcast is removing stagnation from indoctrination. And this particular topic came up because a beautiful soul that I was talking to sparked it. We were talking about some things and it made me go into my life and it made me go into seeing how certain things that I did and certain realities I chose, a lot of it was based around my indoctrination. And even though I many times traveled the road less traveled, my decisions, my thoughts, my perceptions were still part of a consciousness that was created and handed down through generations for me. It wasn't like I came being able to fly and then finding my expressions and my realities in that space. I came in lockdown. Like my consciousness was an Alcatraz overload. And I was taught, indoctrinated through years and years and years and years, and then laws and bylaws and amended laws and years and years and years and years. And then I get to the point now where I'm moving and exploring and seeking to reach higher realms of awareness, being able to astro travel and to visit other parallel lives in a conscious way. And I realize that every time I take a thought, it's still steeped to a degree in that indoctrination. And that because of that, my ability to think clearly is stagnated. And that's why it's important to really take full responsibility and really a higher accountability for everything that you perceive and you believe. Because if not, it'll still be a vicious circle. Even if you feel you're out of the circle, you'll come around 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, realize I'm still in that circle. I'm still in that vicious cycle, that looping that I can't get out of. And so that's where we are. And each time we have we go into these different discussions, I want you all to know that there is an interactive journal that goes with it, and you just have to download it. It's free on the website, according to Ahuvia, and it gives you a call to action around whatever we're speaking about. Simple, because life is simple, so I don't make anything deep and overwhelming, but it'll allow you to really begin to release the indoctrination through absorbing your authentic expressions. And that's what it's all about. Being able to have our authentic expressions and know that this is truly how we feel and how we want to express our creative energy in this realm. Many times when we're stagnant, we can't really find the flow, the joy. It's fleeting. It's like the ebbs and the flows. But when you feel yourself, I'll use that word, coming into that space of being rooted, and strong in who you are. You hear things from another space, and you breathe with another depth. And this allows you to really begin to see what fits and what doesn't, what's coming from you and what's coming from that indoctrination. You begin to see these parallel realities happening in your head, in your consciousness. You begin to see it, you begin to feel it, and you're like, oh, wow. And even if you don't sometimes see it as clearly as you'd want to, and you're not sure, the fact that you begin to question or have that hesitation means, okay, we need to go deeper into this. And this week's journal has a call to action that's really cool that'll help you bring stuff to the table. Because in this season, we're bringing stuff to the table. Everything's coming to the table, and we're going to lay it out, and we're going to real simply go through it. Each question, each thought, just like we did in elementary school and kindergarten. 1 + 1 = 2. But each person is going to do it for themselves. So what I bring to the table will be very different from what you bring to the table. Maybe similar in concept, but it's going to be very different how I process through if I'm truly listening to myself. If I'm truly allowing myself to hear from my inner ear what's coming up. So that's where we are right now. It's important to question everything. And then question what you question, and question the answer that you get from what you question. And then question that answer. And then see if you really believe the answer that you came up with. Because I promise you, you'll get to a common denominator. And it's so cool when you realize, that's not really for me. If I'm thinking from my space of authenticity. That doesn't mean you have to move out of it right away, because a lot of times, and most of the times, the belief systems that we have created our reality. So it's not like you have to stop everything or shift everything, but you begin to move differently and you begin to strategize differently, which will bring a higher level of calm and more peace of mind for you. It'll make other people around you uncomfortable, believe you me. Yet, it's okay, because you can no longer allow what other people think and feel to be your measuring rod on how valid it is and how you feel. And that's what indoctrination makes you do. It makes you need to validate yourself by the masses, or validate yourself by those that who have excelled in whatever that indoctrinated space is. And we'll go deeper. We'll get deeper. But now we're just in the space of awareness, simple awareness. So that's it for the day, beautiful beings. I just wanted to give you all my thoughts relative to, you know, removing the stagnation of indoctrination. You all have a blessed week, and we will talk soon. And I so enjoy spending this time with you all. Have a wonderful week, beautiful beings. Give thanks.